Brad, joining us in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair is Kate Bolduc, member of the St. Patrick's Day Parade Committee, the 47th annual Greater Hartford St. Patrick's Day Parade. And Kate, good morning. Welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning, Brad and Dan.
How are you?
Great. I'm great. We're having a parade.
You know, you're lucky, though. I tell you, you're going to have some snow on the ground. There's no doubt about that. But the bulk of it is going to hit us much earlier, a day or so earlier.
Right. It's going to be 45 degrees and sunny, according to my weather prediction. So on that day, there will be 50,000 people coming out to celebrate, and it's going to be an awesome day.
You know, there's been something I have never forgotten. The big parades over the years, St. Patrick's Day in Hartford, and there are thousands that come out. There's no question, no question about it. How long? I've often wanted to ask this question. How long does it take you and your team to organize something like this?
That is a great question. So we, it's basically all year round. We start when the parade is over. We begin the process of starting to plan for next year and starting to plan for fundraising and just organizing and getting our honorees in place. So it is an all year round thing, and there's an army of volunteers here. We are all volunteers that do this, but I would say professional volunteers. We know what we're doing. Our chairperson, our general chair, Liz Saunders, and then Eileen Moore. They have done this for so long, and they are just experts at it. And, the important thing to remember, too, is we always do this parade on the weekend before St. Patrick's Day, and specifically because this is such a boost for Hartford. We do it this year, we're doing it on the 10th. It brings thousands of dollars of business into Hartford with the bars, restaurants, the parking lots, people tailgating. And then they also have March 17th to come in and celebrate. So it's just such a great boost for Hartford, and we're very proud to be a part of that.
Kate, but there's one reason that this all happens. You know what that one reason is?
I know that my parents immigrated in 1949, so that could be one of the reasons.
You hit it out of the ballpark. The Irish.
Yep.
The Irish.
It's the Irish, yes. Hartford has always been home to many who have immigrated from all over the world, and 1945 was the original Irish American Home Society was founded on the corner of Park and Broad Street, and that's actually where my parents met. So we have a lot of history, and
fabulous.
I'm very proud to be a part of it.
Hey, Kate, can you explain to our audience what some of the people might see in the parade, who they might see in the parade as they go and watch it?
Sure. You will see nine towns participating, and each town contingent will have an honoree and a grand marshal, and we will also have a grand marshal and a person of the year for the parade. Lil Holleran is the person of the year. Clem Sayers, who's general manager at Rogo, is our parade grand marshal, and they will see bands. They will see professional bands. Pipe bands. They will see professional Irish step dancers. We will see a lot of police departments participating, showing off their colors, and we'll see a lot of past grand marshals, many from over the years, even up to 47 years ago when we first started the parade. And you will see a lot of people on the streets enjoying this very special day. We will have a lot of VIPs. We will have the governor, the mayor of Hartford, and they will have a contingent of our senators and Congress people, and they'll all be at the reviewing stand, which is at the arches. That's where the parade ends. It starts at the Capitol, does a big circle around Main Street, down Asylum, and then finishes up at the reviewing stand.
What time does it start?
11 a.m. sharp, and the roads close between 9:30 and 10. I'd say if you want to get in there, get in by 9:30. And I can tell you many people are in there by 7 or 8 o'clock beginning their their celebration.
The beginning of their breakfast.
It's going to be an awesome day.
Kate, what about parking? What can you tell our audience about parking?
There's a lot of parking. Obviously, there's plenty of parking in Hartford. And, you know, you can park on the periphery outside of the parade route. You know, there's parking down by the stadium. There's parking down by Front Street. There's parking over by the train station. There is just, you know, plenty of parking lots available and garages available for people. And it's just not a problem. We have plenty of parking in Hartford. You might have to walk a few blocks, but, you know, it's a few blocks. It's not New York City.
Right.
So,
well,
yeah.
Well, again, as far as the storm that is going to hit us, it will certainly be over. There'll be plenty of time for plowing and everything else. So that's not going to be a that's not going to be a hang up for you.
It will not. We have done this in the past. We have had storms in the past, and the city of Hartford, the Department of Public Works, has been amazing in their ability to clean up those streets. And every year, if we've had this issue, they've been amazing. So we have no concerns whatsoever.
Well, this is terrific, Kate. Anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up our interview this morning?
I just want to tell everybody to come out and celebrate. If you're Irish or you're not Irish, it's just a wonderful celebration of culture, celebration of Hartford's history. So come on out with us and join in the fun.
Well, it's always been a big one, and this is going to be no different. So congratulations again, Kate. You guys.
Thank you.
Leave it to the Irish.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Kate.
All right. Thank you both. Take care.